بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه narrates that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray facing a trunk of a date palm tree, and he would deliver the khutbah, the sermon, while leaning on that trunk. So a man from the companion said, "Would you like us to make you something upon which you can stand on Fridays, so that the people will be able to see you and hear your khutbah?" And the Prophet ﷺ said yes. So they made a mimbar for him. So it has, a pulpit which has three steps. And so when they put the pulpit in place, and he said they put the pulpit in place where it stands now. So this is Ubay ibn Ka'b saying this. So when he walked past the tree trunk from which he used to deliver the sermon, when he passed it, the trunk moaned and split and cracked. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down when he heard the moaning of the trunk, rubbed it with his hand until it fell silent. Then he went back to the pulpit, and when he prayed facing it, facing this tree trunk. Then when the mosque was knocked down for renovation, Ubay ibn Ka'ab took that trunk and he kept it in his house until it became very old and termites had eaten it and it basically disintegrated. There are many different narrations of this hadith. So another one is that when the pulpit was placed in the mosque, we heard the trunk crying out like a pregnant she camel. And the Prophet ﷺ came down from the minbar and he put his hand on the trunk until it became quiet. Another one that it cried out like the crying of a child. And these are in Bukhari. The first one was in Sunan of Ibn Majah. And it's moaning, it's cried out like crying of a child, and the Prophet ﷺ came down until he took it and embraced it. And then when he did that, it started moaning like a child being quietened. So its cries got softer and softer until it quieted and was calm. And the Prophet ﷺ said, it cried because of what it used to hear from the dhikr, from the remembrance. Like it missed the dhikr of the Prophet ﷺ. And another narration, it cried out and moaned like the moaning of a bull until the whole masjid shook with its moans. It was so loud. And the Prophet ﷺ came down and embraced it, and then it became quiet. And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the one who my life is in his hands, if I did not embrace it, it would have continued this way until the day of judgment, from sadness over the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Al-Hasan al-Basri used to narrate this hadith, he would cry and he would say, "Oh servants of Allah, this wood moaned for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of love and yearning to him, and because of his station, because of the station of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Allah, and you are more obliged to yearn for his meeting sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So there's so many things in this hadith. One thing that I get from it, the lovers who are in pain and who are saddened by their distance for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is great news, because if he sallallahu alaihi wasallam took care of this tree trunk that was crying for him, I won't say that we are more worthy, but I'll say that he has more care and generosity and love for us. So we have that great news in this hadith that if we are this brokenhearted and crying and yearning for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that inshallah he will do the same for us. Now in another narration of this hadith, it's narrated that he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that don't blame it before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave anything except that it was saddened. That thing was saddened from his leaving sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also narrated that Imam Shafi said one time that no prophet has been given what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given. And so his student said, oh, well, Isa was given the raising of the dead, or the giving life to the dead. And so Imam Shafi'i replied, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the yearning of the trunk, which, and that is greater. Why is that greater here? Is because the trunk is something that doesn't have life. It doesn't have a tongue. So whereas bodies, they, you know, we, there's a, they had life. So Imam Shafi'i considered this one of the greatest things any prophet has ever been given. Also, lastly, to note what that Sina Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu anhu, he took this trunk to his house because it was a Mubarak, it was a blessed trunk. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the yearning of this trunk and greater than that, and also grant us the reward that comes with it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam.